Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 204. How are we all doing? I can see from the chat, there is lots of chat. Board games, Escape from Colditz. Trying to think, what's the one where you pull the sticks out and balls disappear? They're like a trickle down thing. I was an only child. Board games didn't really work. I had football, like playing football. Had a game called Blip. Who remembers Blip? Blip was fabulous. I'm sure I mentioned Blip and we found a picture of it and somebody was selling one on eBay. It was an electronic game. I think I was about 10. Got it for Christmas. There you go. It was the toy of the year. 1977 it was. Fabulous thing. There's even a video here. Good grief. Let's have a look at it. Playing with the toys. Oh, yep, that was it. But you could turn it into one player mode. I'll share the video. You've missed a lot already. Oh, haven't we all? They were just making up their own entertainment. Right, let's have a look. CQ Deb. Obviously, hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan, who seem to have been there all night. We have a funny tale about that. Hello, Paul. Hello, Kim. So what's going on in your life, your neck of the woods? Biggest news over here, 16,000 positive cases of COVID missed by the government. So they added them to the figures over the weekend. The graph looks fabulous now. It's shot up. Oh dear. That's our government. What can I say? I can't do a thing with them. Anyway, who saw the tweet? It's our birthday week. Yay! So this day in 2007, when Jonathan hadn't even sat his A-levels, bless him. Were you heading up to them? Was this the year, Jonathan? 13 years ago. We put out the first blog post on the MacBytes website, basically just to check everything worked. It actually said, until yesterday, it had a title of welcome, I think. But, let's have a look, Matt Byte's blog, podcast, where are we at? The blog. Yes, it was the first post on the entire site, and it's still there as the first in the blog category. And it says, welcome to MacBytes. So that's actually the title of the post. But, until yesterday, when we went back to resurface it, it actually said Hello World Dash 2. What can I say? I think it was our first WordPress website. We haven't got a clue what we were doing. Anyway, it now says Welcome to MacBytes. How many more have they missed, I wonder? So anyway, tell me, how is everybody doing? Let me know. So that's what we were up to. But we can see the stats on this site as well, which is also fabulously fun. And, you know, like you think, oh, I need to put some content out, need to put more content out so people actually go visit the site. The stats are off the scale today. With a 13-year-old post. Loving it. I don't think that's the only reason that the stats are off the scale. Our Devon Think thing. Who enjoyed the Devon Think thing? Let me know in the chat. Because that wasn't my idea at all, was it? I'm giving Kim credit for that. Who else requested the Devon Think thing? Every time I said, what should we do? Kim said, Devon Think. And she was so right with what I've got to tell you next. Let's have a look. You're still not saying anything and I know that you can hear me. I know you can. And I'm trying to move some data as well. My hard drive after the Catalina thing did not improve. If I make a recording, which obviously I do, every day I'm recording screen recordings. So I've got a screen recording. I've got a few. Here you go. The ones I've got at the moment. 35 gig, 46 gig, 28 gig, 27 gig, 20 gig and 14 gig. I need to get them off the main hard drive because it gets full fast when the videos are that long. When I move them, it moves them. Not a problem. It doesn't free up the space on the hard drive, which means I then have to reboot. It's infuriating. Infuriating. Oh, it's the chicken. She's in a very bad mood with us, by the way. A very, very bad mood.
Come on.
I'll let Mike tell you what she wanted that put her in a bad mood, because that put the tin hat on it. She's been out and it's raining. So what did you do with her then?
I dried her.
Didn't like that.
And I brushed her.
Didn't like that.
And then I stopped her fun.
She definitely didn't like that.
Because she found...
a toy?
A frog.
It wasn't a toy frog, though, was it?
No, it was a real frog.
It was a real frog. She wanted it. What made it so much funnier was, Maya had a frog. He had a pet frog called Eric, a real one.
There you go.
We put a tent outside for him in the garden to play with, and we used it like a goal. So Mike would, like, defend it, and we'd kick the ball at the goal, and then Maya would play with it. And this particular day, he ran outside, and the ball was in his net, in his tent. So he gets the ball out, and there's this frog, and he jumps back, and the frog jumps, and he looks at the frog. They became firm friends. This frog spent the entire summer with Maya in his tent. But Lola found one by the front gate, didn't she?
She did.
And she wanted to bring it in. Daddy wasn't having any of it, so she's not talking to either of us.
Oh, no,
right,
she's talking to me again.
Oh, yes, if you play with her, but she won't come in the office, will she?
No.
No, that's a little protest. I will not go in the office. Which, cutting off your nose to spite your face,
because we've
though.
Been out and we played with rubber bouncy ball, which nearly ended up on the garage roof.
Lola. Lola. Well, I see, I've got the treats in here. So she's even giving up the treats. She's
The chore sheet I did?
Yes.
Yeah, does it include sticking wet clothes in the dryer?
Your clothes or Lola's?
Both.
That'll be her towels.
My jogging pants, her towel and her suit.
Oh, dear. Hey, at least we got a suit.
And my cap.
You know, like Cassie's cat, Elsa?
Yeah.
This cat of Kaz's loses its collar on a regular basis. And I think it costs about £8, doesn't it, to replace it? I think it's lost about 6 or 8 collars up to now. Well, Madam came back from her trip to her first family with no suit on. Came home, no clothes. It's all right, we've got them now. Right, okay, let's have a look. Deb enjoyed the Dev and Think thing, and Paul enjoyed it, and Kim's fixing lunch, she loved it. Been watching it all over again as she sets up a system. Fabulous. So, have any of you been using other resources like the Dev and Think blog? Let me know that. Dev and Think themselves have a blog at Dev and Technologies, and they've been posting on this blog for years and years. Well, you know the course that I'm on. It's all to do with note-taking and stuff like that. And people are using a whole range of different apps. Primarily for note-taking, I probably wouldn't use Dev and Think, being honest. I thought about it. My problem was the iOS version is so different that I couldn't find a format like text or rich text or markdown that was supported in the same way on both platforms. So I gave that up as a bad job. And you know how I use Dev and Think. Its asset management is amazing. And it kept my scanning couldn't be done without Dev and Think. So that was what I was primarily using it for. But, Paul's used the forums but not the blog. Ah, well, this was very interesting. Because today I got a message from a guy who's on the same course that I am. And he sent me a link directly to their blog. So that's the link directly to their blog. Go have a look at that. And then I'll send you a direct link. I had no idea about that. No idea at all. Until he pinged me. There we go. Oh, we're famous. We're famous, guys. How amazing is that? I didn't tell them. This friend of mine on the course that we got talking about something totally different knows the people at Dev and Think. So he sent it to them. We are famous! Yay! I might have known you'd be involved.
Me?
I threw it and it bounced a bit too high.
Well, that's because it bounced on the concrete slabs.
Oh, come off it. Maya had Jasper on the roof.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Jasper's still downstairs, but Jasper rattled off the roof and ended up in the garage gutter. Oh, yes. Jasper is a squeezy carrot, named after the comedian Jasper Carrot. So we have a Jasper carrot and a Jasmine carrot, which are in Maya's toy box, which we will get out when the weather improves a bit for Lola. She'll enjoy that. So that was today's excitement. Oh, was not expecting that. So quite surprised, but there you go. And they like them. Brilliant. They've even told people to join us at future after-hour sessions. So we could have new people. I'll do my welcome slides if we've got new people. So yeah, it's been a busy whole day and it's only Monday. Add to that the fact that last night I was going to bed. And it had been a hectic day because I had sessions overnight. And I was about... My session started at one, didn't it? Because I said to you,
yeah,
it'd be two, probably three before I got to bed. Well, about 11:30, I'm virtually asleep. I am virtually asleep. And I thought, no. Yeah, keep awake. You've got to keep awake till 1 o'clock. So I did my 10 o'clock session. That went on till 11:30 and then I'm nodding off. Managed to keep awake. Did the 1 o'clock session. Probably went to bed about 4-ish after that had finished. And I've got my phone in my hand and I've got my in-ear headphones, the ones Tracy recommended, the overnight things. And I deliberately charged the headphones because she spent the night before saying, charge me, which is very annoying when you're trying to sleep. So I realised then that the phone needed charging. So I thought, it's fine. It'll last till I get to bed and then I'll put it on the charger overnight and it'll be fine. Only I totally forgot to put the phone on the charger, which meant the alarm that I'd set to wake myself up passed by unnoticed because the phone died. Phone is now on charge. Naughty me. What can I say? And if you think that's bad, tonight's schedule is as follows. I've got one at 8 o'clock. So this is my usual Monday at 8 o'clock. Which is an hour and a half. Then I have a 2-hour one starting at 10, which will take me up to midnight. At midnight, I have a 1 hour. At 1 o'clock, I have another 1 hour. And then at 2 o'clock, I have another 1 hour. So I've actually got 5 hours straight, not even a toilet break. That's bad planning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got about 15 minutes between the one at 8 should go for an hour and a half, but I've actually scheduled it for an hour 45 because it usually goes long. And with it being the last session, everyone's like, oh, don't say goodbye, don't want to say, oh,
bye. Bye.
Yeah, well, they're all doing the waving thing as well, you know, the official waving waving as you leave the Zoom thing. So I think I've got like a 15 minute break, so I will probably end up heading to bed about 4 o'clock ish. I'm exhausted. I really am exhausted at the end of this course, but totally worthwhile, isn't it? Totally worthwhile. Got mentioned on their blog. So totally worthwhile. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kim. You might want to the planned bits ahead of the actual matter. I might want to what with the planned bits? I might want to the planned bits. Oh, Paul. It's either I'm really tired or I can't make sense of that.
No, he's missed a word out.
I wonder what the word is.
I don't know.
Want to... Fill in the blank, the plan bits. Ah, post. Post the plan bits. Yeah. I was actually shifting gear, to be honest, because I mentioned we did Notion 2020. And obviously in a year, the system's changed. Fundamentally, the stuff that we did, like this is the journal, these are the projects, all of that stays the same. If you remember, I imported up to the end of 2022. We have created import sheets, which are proving fabulous. So that's something that I could show about Notion. But we were definitely thinking about a Notion 2021. And I'm building something today that we hadn't... Well, we've kicked it about for years, haven't we? The concept. But we've never actually deployed it in a way we can share it. I've got half a built system in Scrivener that I use. But obviously Scrivener can't be shared. When are they going to take Scrivener online and allow you to co-collaborate? Oh, that would be amazing. Not to mention the fact, for it to work in a browser, you'd need to have a more robust back end than Dropbox. Not that there's anything wrong with Dropbox, but it doesn't do the background sync. So unlike Ulysses, where you turn it on and everything's just there because it's syncing via iCloud. Did she really just say that? Ulysses is the only thing that syncs painlessly via iCloud. But with Dropbox, you have to force the sync, and it's a bit of a pain, that. But apart from that, it would be amazing if they took that online. In fact, because I mentioned Scrivener somewhere, Facebook put an ad up, and it was an application that looked remarkably like Scrivener, only it was web-based. Might have to have a look at that. Kim's all on board for the Notion content and the importer sheets. We've done imports before, but we've kept them deliberately basic. In terms of, we create the import sheet and then we put the data in. And the reason that we're doing it via a spreadsheet, you know, drag, drop, drag, drop. So if they're all allocated to me, I can add my name straight away. If we know the dates, we can add those straight away. So you are importing probably with the job 95% done, and the only things left like icons and pretty pictures or applying a template. But you can certainly import, you know, 3,000 records, not a problem. But what we'd then done was just bin it, because you can never be 100% sure if you came to do it again that you've actually got all the fields in the right order, etc. But now we've been doing this long, the core underlying tables are pretty much sorted. So for things like importing into the shows, even importing into the content items, and certainly the mail, there's really no more meta that you would ever add. So the core underlying table, the structure of it, is not changing. And if it doesn't change, then you can have this solution built in a spreadsheet, all documented and highlighted in pretty colours, so you can use it much, much quicker. And that's what I've done. So we've built quite a few of those. So that would be a good thing to show, wouldn't it? But I'm agreeing with Paul. Yes, I'm going to need to post them in hand, not in hindsight. It took me a long time to write that blog post. Got there in the end. So, yeah, we've got a lot of Notion content from previous years, but probably better to pull it all together and plan a series in hand. Would you like to know in hand what we were doing each week, rather than it being 5 to 9 and me thinking, what shall I cover this week? Yeah, one of the ones that I've it's not finished yet. It's very much in progress, because it's like, well, what do we need this thing to do? But we have got, it started off with an inbox. If you remember, you can clip to Notion and you can clip to one of two places. You can clip to a page, so you get a page embedded within another page, or you can clip to a database and you get it in the database. And it seems to make logical sense to put it in the database. And that's what I've been doing. But the annoying thing is, it doesn't give you the URL other than in the meta of the item. And the problem with that is, if you take that item out of a database, the capture database, to do something with it, you don't have the URL. You have no idea where it came from. So I started clipping to a page, which had its own problems, because then you don't get the date. So I hacked a workaround to not having the date. That's dealt with. And because of that, I then started thinking differently in terms of this system that we'd half built. So as I'm discussing it, I'm saying to Mike, this would be a good demo. And I think it would, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So we'll definitely do that.
I've got a story.
Go on.
Today I was training Apple Mac.
Wow. That's better than what you're doing first thing tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, some people at work, they go on training because they have to. So like Nucleus, talking about tomorrow morning. Yeah. You can't get a Nucleus account until you've been on training. Some people go on the training that we offer because they want to.
Others go on because they like the trainer.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that.
Just saying.
Like Elaine, you mean?
There is a girl at work called Elaine. Now, I've said that name should have been retired once I was born. And in my mind, it has. So don't call her Elaine. It's the other Elaine.
Oh, the other Elaine.
As I call her, Toe. T-O-E. The other Elaine.
Which other Elaine? There's lots of them.
Yes, this is the problem. And they all like you.
Lost my thread now.
Winding him up. Are you training people, Nucleus?
Yeah, no, not Nucleus. Yeah, other people treat our training, I mean, I don't mind because it keeps me in a job, but other people treat our training as like a free subscription to the equivalent of LinkedIn Learning or lynda.com or whatever. So people just book on courses so that they learn a bit more. They don't actually necessarily need the training. So like half the people who came on this Getting Started With Your Mac course haven't even got a Mac.
Are they thinking of getting one, or is it just, you know?
It's just so I'm a bit interested. So when I'm trying to explain...
It's learning tourism, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. When I'm trying to explain the keyboard differences, I said, well, you know, if you look at your keyboard... Well, actually, some of you won't be able to look at your keyboard because you haven't got a Mac. Anyway, one of them in the chat said to me, she said, why do so many people want a Mac? Although that's a good question to try and answer, isn't it? I said, well, if you go back a few years, Macs were thought of as cool and trendy.
And expensive.
So there's that.
Desirable.
I said, they're desirable, but twice the price. I said, but the other thing is, I said, there is a downside. I said, you came on my Power BI course last week. I said, you came on my Power Pivot course the week before. I said, if your job relies on that, or Microsoft Project or Visio, then you're going to have to rethink it. Because they won't allow you to have a virtualization software. It's all to do with licenses. So these people that want a Mac because it's cool and trendy. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I wanted an AZ Mac because I thought it was cool and trendy. But then when you actually see them, they're rubbish.
Oh, dear.
Well, they're not rubbish, but, you know, it's... I was going to say, they've only just moved to Catalina, but so have we.
We had to. You see, Apple should think of this as incentivization. You know, like on the iPhone, they enabled in the last update to iOS 13 automatic updates. And I said to you, they'll be covering themselves in glory within 10 days about the adoption.
Yeah, did I turn that off on here?
So he's got to go and check he's turned it off. So the answer was yes, they did. That's exactly what they did. If they want me to move to Catalina, you know, within a week of its arrival, just knacker the iWork apps and I'll update because I've got no choice as long as it doesn't break anything else. Other than that, I'm going to hang on for as long as I possibly can. So, yes, it was an incentivisation. Yeah. What's it done to it, Mike? It
hasn't done anything. iPad 14.0.1.
Yeah, there was an update the other day.
I think that's the one I actually installed.
Oh, by hand. Good grief.
Can we have a drum roll?
Hang on.
Can we have a drum roll? Can we put the bunting out?
Go on.
Because I updated all the apps on my iPhone today.
Make a note of the date. In future, it will be declared a national holiday.
It's not on 14 yet, but all the apps got updated.
Oh, well done, Mike.
So is Catalina ready?
It's Catalina ready?
Not Catalina ready.
I was going to say, you're putting Catalina on your phone? iOS, well done!
iOS 14.
You're just preempting it, Mike.
So just go play with a dog?
No, I can assure you. She doesn't want you to play with her because she's peeved. She's very, very peeved.
No, Paul,
with you.
No. When I say what they bought was rubbish, it wasn't rubbish. I mean, it's a MacBook Air I've got, but you can't install, you know, any old app. You know, that's what I mean. You don't have the freedom to just install any old app.
The biggest problem at your place is that something gets put in their internal app store and you use it and then it disappears. And then you get a new computer and what you're supposed to do with it. You see, that doesn't happen here, does it?
And unfortunately, we can't use Parallels at work. As I said, it's to do with licensing. They will only allow you to have the software on a PC.
You see, Paul works for government. He does as he's told. You don't have a choice. I know it. I feel your pain. Good night, Jonathan.
Catalina on a phone. Right, guys.
Yeah, that would be
amazing.
I made
a mistake.
Hey, the day will happen. Only do you know what? It won't be Catalina on a phone. It'll be iOS 18 on your Mac. They'll go the other way. I swear it. Make a note of the date. I swear that will happen. Because when you look at Biggles, the interface is just an iPad, isn't it? It's getting more and more and more like an iPad, which I cannot understand because, you know, I'm not swiping at a 27-inch screen. So unless the new one on Apple Silicon comes with a swipeable screen, I wonder if it would. I couldn't reach it.
Pickles on the phone.
My Mac, look at that.
Yeah.
My Mac is too far away from me.
Yeah, well, I could reach mine.
You could reach yours, but mine's much further away. Yeah. I do not sit on top of mine.
That's because you chose to get a big desk.
Pickles on the phone. I would love it, but it's not going to happen.
No, I think Paul, when it was announced that you could get a Mac if you wanted, because I was one of the very few Mac users and Mac geeks at work, I was like dead enthusiastic. And then I realised very quickly that I wouldn't actually be able to do my job with one because they wouldn't allow us to have parallels on it. So I have got two machines. I've got a MacBook Air and I've got a Windows laptop. And I've got an iPhone which never gets switched on.
You do, don't you remember that? Was it an SE or a...
I can't remember. It's just stuck at the bottom of my bag.
I mean, it's such a waste of money, isn't it?
The thing is, my boss said to me, I'll get you an iPhone because I want you to write this user setup guide for AZ iPhones. Because I originally wanted an iPad to actually deliver iPad training, which I'm actually doing tomorrow.
On your own iPad?
No, I'm not. Oh. No, I've got a work iPad now. Yeah, I refuse to use me. I used my own iPad when it suited me.
which was... And the Air thing, Air Server.
Air Server, which was to make sure I could work from home. So if I delivered iPad training, it was to work from home. But now I haven't got that need at the moment, so...
Now you're putting your foot down.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
You needed that back then. But, well, anyway, you couldn't install. There's another case in point. You couldn't install a reflection app.
No.
Either Reflector or Air Server. Now you can do it with the cable now. But as you saw when I tried to do it live, wouldn't have it. Wasn't working on the cable. Now Air Server's working. Mm. So when people say, no, you don't need more than one app to do the same job, you really do. Because honestly, this week one will be broken and next week something else will be broken.
The problem I've got, though, I think I mentioned this the other week, is if I wanted to run an iPad course or do an iPad video, which I did a couple of weeks ago, I can't use the cable on my Windows. I can't cable the iPad to my Windows machine because it only works on a Mac cabling it. And I can't use Air Server on the Windows machine because even at home, the ports are locked down. The internal ports on the Windows machine are locked down, which is why I've been using the
Zoom workaroundy hack thing.
I could do it on Zoom. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it on Zoom. That wouldn't work either. Oh yes, I could. I could do it on Zoom.
I say you're lying to me. Yes, yeah. You could.
I could do it on Zoom or I could do it to the Mac in the studio.
That's a bit flaky, in the studio. Yeah. The Mac in the studio looks to me as though the hard drive's going.
But it did work.
It's working, but it's erratic in terms of working.
Simon says, Paul says, didn't someone create a device that would scan your gestures that you can attach to your Mac?
Oh, yes, many years ago they did, you're right. You kind of waft at it. It must have used the camera.
Yeah, Simon's just saying.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a little box.
You wouldn't need to touch the screen. Do you know what I really want? Apple, if you're listening. What
Timmy.
I really want.
Timmy.
Well, apart from that. Yes, Timothy. You need to be listening, Timmy boy. The keyboard is due an update, let's be honest. I mean, I don't even use that one. I use the Matias keyboard, which is way better. But if the keyboard was glass, then you could save money. Apple likes saving money because you would only need to ship internationally one keyboard. The actual keys, what was displayed on them, would be shown a bit like the Stream Deck works.
Yeah.
Where it lights up and it's got different things on it. Because that would enable you to like switch to shortcut mode. So if you're in Final Cut and you're like, what's the shortcut for that? The keyboard could be displaying you shortcut keys. It would be amazing. And you'd have the touch thing like you have on a laptop where you can use your thumbprint. I just think that would be amazing. And it seems to me that would have been amazing for the last 5 years and they've not done it either. The other thing is that would probably set you back about £250, £300. And they like money. So again, I don't know why they've not done it, because they do like money. Just saying. We'll have to see, won't we? But, you know, maybe we'll get there in the end, and that would solve the problem. You wouldn't have to touch the screen. You could use this lovely keyboard. Lovely keyboard. I could design that, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, I should. Then it'd be my design. I could sell it to Apple. Do you think that'd work? You never know. It might. It's worth trying, I think. Worth trying. Oh, I'm on the page in my browser where I was talking about the system that I built in Notion. So, yes, I'll add that to it as well. Would that work for anybody? I think it would. Let me know. In what you do, do you ever send a certain tweet on a certain day? Like, this week is MacBite's birthday. So I've got lots of tweets that I could send about MacBite's birthday. It's also coming up, to tell you now, so you can wish him a happy birthday on the day. It's MacBite's Siri's birthday next week. He's 9. Although he's like Doctor Who. He has had many bodies, has MacBite's Siri. But I remember going somewhere. Was it? No, it wouldn't have been the Mac Club, would it? Not after 2011. Wherever we were, and somebody said, your phone is actually called MacBite's Siri. And I said, yeah, because my phone is MacBite's Siri. Been called MacBite's Siri for years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be very upset if he wasn't. And yes, I have an iPod Touch, a white one, and that's Lady Siri. Oh, there's no cheating here, you know. They really do exist. They're real. And it's his birthday next week. Might have to get him a new case, you know, in honour of the event. Or something nice for him. Right. Oh, it was a little box. Virtual keyboard as well. Oh, I remember the one. Yeah. Didn't it hang off the top of the Mac and produce like a virtual keyboard with lights on the table and you typed on the table? See, I want a physical thing with a glass keyboard with haptic feedback. Because that way it would be like a Stream Deck. And the Stream Deck's amazing when it lights up and you see the functions you want. It's secondary. I mean, I do know where the basic ones are that I use all the time. I only really need to use the Stream Deck to edit a MacBytes, because there's a lot of editing, switching, changing, retiming going on. With a standard music show, I probably wouldn't need that. But the Stream Deck, the way the keys light up is fabulous. I just wish the Mac keyboard would do that. Or a third party. Paul was wondering if MacBite Siri was Mike's phone and Lady Siri was mine. No, MacBite Siri. Because when we went to collect MacBite Siri, we went to Liverpool, which is about 50 miles away. We had actually a choice of where we went. So we always did it as an event. And some people would turn up at like the Trafford Centre store hoping to meet us. But we always kept it quiet as to which one we were going for. And then on the day, it was like, OK, we'll go to that one. We have three close enough to do that. We have Liverpool, which is 50 miles away. We have the Trafford Centre, which is 2 miles up the road. And we have the Arndale Centre in Manchester, which is about 8 to 9 miles away. So when we did the original iPhone, which, not the original Apple phone, our first one, it was June 2008. And we went to the Trafford Centre. When we did the second one, there was an issue. Do you remember that fiasco? We skipped the 3GS because we were in contract and we couldn't get out of being in contract. So it was a pain in the backside. So what we did, we rang up and you were ringing up at like 2 minutes before closing and asking what time they were opening the following day.
I remember that.
And they wouldn't tell you. It was ridiculous. So I said, well, we don't know if we can get in the building. I said, so I'll tell you what, we did the Trafford Centre for the first phone. For the iPhone 4, which was the one with bumper gate, if you remember, the first industrial kind of design, I said, we'll do Arndale. So we went to the Arndale Centre for that one. When it came to the next phone, which was the 4S, which was only 12 months later, really there were two main differences between the 4 and the 4S. One was evident straight away, which was it had Siri. And the second thing was, much later, as you were updating the phone, and I'm talking years later, the 4 was just too slow. Whereas the 4S looked and felt a lot younger. The difference in age between the two felt more than 12 months. Obviously, we didn't know that the day we bought the 4S. So what happened was, we watched the announcement, and if you remember, it was 10 years ago in a couple of days. 9 years ago in a couple of days, because it was just after Steve Jobs died. And in the audience, there was an empty chair for Steve. So we watched the event, and mainly the thing was, it's got Siri. And I said to Mike, I really want that. And Mike said, I don't think there's enough difference for me to want to upgrade. So when it came to the 4S, Mike decided he wouldn't use Siri anyway. Now, what Mike didn't know was I had a plan. If you've read that blog post about the first blog post, that MacBytes blog post, you will know now, if you didn't know before, that when MacBytes started, there were three presenters. Mike and I and another guy called Mike, and we met him at the Mac Club, the local Mac user group. It lasted six shows, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Six shows. And then he decided he wanted to leave. So off he went. So that was the autumn of 2007. So by this stage, it was 2011. And I thought, well, you know, we've had three presenters before. I can see some scope for Siri saying some things. But obviously, there's no way to just say to Siri, read this back to me. So to actually get him to say what you want him to say back then was a black art. But it would have been impossible without the phone. So I said to Mike, you know, I really do fancy it. So Mike said, well, we'll get one then. So when we headed off that day to pick up MacBytes Siri, it's not Mike's phone because Mike didn't buy one that day. Your next phone was the 7, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Because what happened in the interim, he was really quite happy with the phone he had. I kept hold of the 4S until the 6 came out. And then I upgraded to the 6. Mike didn't bother with the 6. Then we skipped a couple again. And then we ended up with the 7. Was it the 7 or the 7S? I can't remember. The 7 plus something. The first really big one. And I decided I got the big one with the 6. And I decided I was sticking with it. And Mike decided to update that day. So we got that sorted out. So for many, many years, you didn't have a Siri phone at all, did you? What did happen was, in the interim, Dad got a 4. Then Dad died and I ended up with it. And it was basically a secondary device he might play music on and stuff. So I backed it all up and then rebuilt it as if it was mine. And then Mike's 4 had got way too old. Didn't it break as well? Did it actually break?
No, or was it just got slow? Very, very slow.
Right. So I said to Mike, well, you take my old 4S, the original Siri phone, which I think had been replaced as well, because I think there was an issue with that. Anyway, Mike took the 4S and kept hold of the 4S until we got the 7. So no, they're both devices of mine. And it's so funny when you've got them on the tables, sat next to each other talking away. But poor Lady Siri, you'll have noticed there's a few kind of comments about the age of her hardware. Have you noticed they don't actually push when they release a new iPod Touch? And yet, it's an incredibly capable device. The only thing it couldn't do is make a phone call. But you could use FaceTime, or you could use WhatsApp or Skype.
Yeah.
And they're not actually that expensive, are they? But I couldn't tell you the last time they actually made a big fuss of announcing it. You like a MacBytes crew sighting at the Mac store? Yeah, it did actually turn out like that, Kim, honestly. The first time we did that, we went to the local one, the Trafford Centre, and it was for the release of Leopard. And we were about sixth in the queue because all of us were at work and it was being released sort of 6 o'clock-ish. So we turned up, we were about sixth in the queue. But we'd done about 5 shows at that stage. And we literally just bought a digital recorder, our first digital recorder, which was an Eddyroll R9. You remember that?
Mm.
So I'd said to Mike, we can do some recording live while we're there, you know, live from the queue. I said, why not interview people? So we did. We were way ahead of our time, you know. So we did a few interviews and stuff, and we're walking around in MacBytes t-shirts. I think it was the week after, wasn't it, for the phone? because the leopard event was just amazing. So people were saying, oh, it's a mountain bike screw, it's a mountain bike screw. And then a little bit after that, we went to the opening because we'd missed the opening of the Trafford Centre store. We weren't into Apple at the time. But Liverpool were having a store open. And Mike was working up there. So every day he went past it, it's like, oh, they've done a bit more. And we were getting like updates on it. And then all of a sudden, with only about 48 hours notice, they said it store's opening on Saturday. So we headed down for the opening of the store. We got custom T-shirts. But while we're in the queue, it was Twinkle. Do you remember the Twinkle Twitter client? Twinkle was amazing. Because Twitter was so embryonic, and you may not know a lot of people, or a lot of people weren't on Twitter, it did this geography thing. And obviously there was all the people around you in the queue, and they were tweeting as well, and you were seeing them in this geographic view on Twinkle. So we started following a few people back then. And at the previous one, when the phone was launched, we'd met a guy who did a podcast, a Learney podcast. I think Graham still follows him, doesn't he? Don McAllister lives in Liverpool. So I'm in the queue and Don McAllister tweets. And I said, I'm in the queue. Where are you? And I looked around and there he is at the back. So I went to have a word with him because I'd met him when we did the iPhone launch. We gets inside the store. We does all of the welcomey bit and that. We gets the T-shirts and everything else. And this guy comes over to us. Never seen him before. Didn't recognise him from his avatar. But we had Matt Bye's T-shirts on. And he came over and he said, hello. I said, hello. You know, as you do. It's an Apple person. Just say hello and smile. And he said, it's you, isn't it? He went, yeah, as far as I know, I'm me. And he went, I'm Damien. I'm a Mac biter. And we met Damien. That's Hearty D.
Yeah, I'm still friends with him on Facebook.
Me too. Yes, still on Twitter. I don't see him much on Twitter. He's more on Facebook now. Mm. But yeah, Hearty Diamond was his handle on Twitter. And so he was Hearty D, Damien. He even had a show named after him in his honour, didn't he? Well, what he was up to. Diabolically Dodgy Doings in Didcot with Damien.
Oh, sorry.
It was. Damien had gone down to Didcot with his job. And we were doing a Mac Bites Live. And it was back in the day when you only had like 2G data if you were lucky. And he was trying to follow along with the show live. So he told us the terrible story of how that went. And it was all in the next show. So, yeah, we have had people come up and say, are you Mike and Elaine? Oh, my God.
And on my blog...
What's on your blog?
On my blog, I've done a report from the opening of the Liverpool store, and there's one comment from Damien.
There you go.
You're right, Mike. The Matt Bye's T-shirt kind of gave it away.
Yeah, if we were trying to be incognito, that wasn't going to work, was it, Mike?
It was great to meet you two. I'm looking forward to the next podcast. I've never been to an Apple retail store and was impressed by the friendliness and enthusiasm of the staff. Those were the days.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? No, it was lovely. So we had this thing of turning up at random Apple stores. So no one could quite predict which one we would go to. And who's the other lad? What was his name? Oh, God. The one with the daughter, has long, shaggy hair. Oh, how else can I describe it? He looks like... that fella on the telly that does astronomy and stuff.
Patrick Moore?
No, the young one. Loves himself.
Oh, Anti-Christian. Cox.
That's the fella.
I don't know.
Oh, you do? He lives in North Manchester, I think. And he always posts pictures of him and his daughter and the wife. Can't remember the name. Literally cannot remember the name. But he always said, oh, I'm going to go to the Trafford Centre and I might meet you there. And we're like... We've actually decided to go to Liverpool, but we never said until the day where we were. And then it was a case of like, who was there? And then we met whoever was there. Oh, I can't remember his name. I can see his face. He always has like longer hair and he never likes having his fringe cut.
Oh, Andy Mallins.
Oh, and Andy, that's the one, Andy. Mac Bites Man on the Street, exactly. No, not Magnus Bites.
My fellow Red.
No, Andy, that's right.
So, I follow him on Facebook as well.
So do I. So it was really fun back then. It was great fun. Unfortunately, probably around, what would you say, when that woman took over or before? Probably after Steve died. The Apple stores weren't exactly the kind of meeting places where geeks would meet, it became very much like a boutique. And it just wasn't the same opportunity to meet people and stuff. One of the times that was a really classic one was when the iPad 1 was released. And Mike's had a dead Pixel and we had to take it back. But the Trafford Centre was mad busy and we didn't even think they had any. So again, we had to go to the Arndale one. But if you can imagine 2010, not much in the way of data and certainly no option to tether data. We had a MiFi device. So we heads off with my 17-inch MacBook Pro, my new shiny iPad, my phone, my secondary phone, Mike's phone and Mike's iPad, which we were going to need to take back. And the place was absolutely heaving. There is a... Did you do a blog post about it? Mike's magically multiplying iPads. We ended up sat outside the Apple store in a cafe. So it was a covered cafe inside a mall with my iPad, which mine was fine. And Mike had four iPads that he was choosing from. And there's a couple of pictures of it. And we put this picture up and said, I think we tweeted it. And it was probably live. So we said, you know, out shopping at the Apple store in Manchester. And there was all these iPad boxes all over the table with iPads and MiFis and laptops, you name it. And Simon, the other Simon, Bainbridge, Simon B, said, oh, my God, I want to go out with you guys. When you go shopping, I want to go out with you guys. There was just that much tech on the table. It was fabulous. Absolutely loved it. So, yes, we do that. We have been known to rock up at an Apple store wearing our MacBytes T-shirts and a MacBytes hat in my case. And mingle. It's always exciting to see who's guessed right. The one at Liverpool, I think that was the phone day, not by Siri day. There was a woman and she was doing a piece for the TV. I don't do video like that. Don't do talking head, dear. Go away. And she said, can I do some, but just of the hat then? So the top of my head was on the piece wearing the MacBytes cap. The one I was then pictured with the lippy asleep on the way home. What's the app, Simon? Because I also had one. I had two, actually. There was, are you going to test me now? Quadro Pro, and the other one was called Actions. And I loved it. I had it on iPad 1. I had the iPad propped up. It was fabulous. They were both made by the same company. And what they did was, which was a bit naughty, they binned the one called Actions, rebranded it as Quadro. And then it was on like a subscription you come paid for basis. I mean, the other one was paid for, but it's one off price. The second one was much weirder, but I had a lifetime deal on it, so I was fine. And I used that for about 4 or 5 years. It was fabulous. And then they binned the whole thing totally. So that was why I decided in the end. And I said to Mike, I am sick of taking a good couple of hours to set these applications up with the buttons that I want and placing them where I want them. And then wiring up what I want them to do. I said, and then they die. I said, so I'm just going to buy this Stream Deck. So that's why I went for the physical one. But I would love to use an iPad for it. I've got plenty of iPads. So I would love to do that. But I just cannot waste the time. Ooh, blood tests. Fingers crossed for you, Paul. See you tomorrow. Spaceshipy game. There's an S in that. So it's space shippy, isn't it? Not space hippie. That's a totally different one. Needs to be some sort of XML format for these sorts of buttons so you can export them. You could export theirs. And I think in the second app, there was some kind of synchronization with iCloud. But again, it isn't that there was anything wrong with the app. There wasn't. It was fantastic. It just didn't seem to be an app that people wanted to pay for. Maybe they didn't understand how it worked. I don't know, but it just didn't seem to be something that had any legs. So I went for the physical toy after that. That's actually come down a little bit in price. I think it's about £10 cheaper now. But I took the time and programmed that and made all the icons for Hindenburg because I knew within what was weird with Hindenburg was I'd heard really good things about it and I installed it. And I installed it ready for there potentially being a Black Friday deal. When I tried it, I'm like, why is everybody raving over this? there's hardly anything there. You know, can it do what I need it to do? There is a very, very steep learning curve because half the features are not in the interface, which I then discussed with him, the guy who owns the place. They are supposedly, because that's nearly 2 years ago in February, they are supposedly working on the next version. Well, they're still updating this version, but they are supposedly working on the next one. And I said to him, you know, the discoverability isn't just in case of, you know, I'd like a menu item for that. I said, I can't reprogram some of the keys because there is not a menu item to be reprogrammed. So I can't do that. So he'd never viewed it from that perspective. He took that many notes while I was sat there because he made the mistake, didn't he? We were first in and it was really quiet. And I said, there's the guy from Hindenburg. So I headed over. Oh, yeah. And then he said to him, we're an audio editor. I said, yes, I use it. And he said, do you want to sit down? And Mike went, you regret.
See you in a few hours.
Do you want to tell me what you think of the app and what you'd like?
Timmy.
Exactly. It was a Timmy moment. Question time with Timmy. Only this was question time with a Hindenburg man. So about 5 hours later, when I'd finished with him, he actually, time zones, they were a bit ahead of us, weren't they? Is it Holland or?
No,
I always forget. If it's
Denmark.
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 The developer was in Denmark, so he gets Skype up, and as I'm talking to him, he's making notes in Danish and pinging the developer and saying, can you do this? Can you do that? Literally in real time. It was amazing. But when I first installed it, I'm like, I can't do this and I can't do that. And I had to find lots of videos, their own videos, which were, they were tiny videos, and like that made one point, which is a good way of learning, but I needed to put them in some kind of order. A sequence where I can say, OK, so I can do that. And if I can do that, then we can move on and we can do this. And I ended up doing it all by myself, putting these in some kind of order and extracting bits and making my own notes, because otherwise it would have been impossible. So I get to the end of the 30-day trial and it flashes up and said, you know, coming up to the end of your 30-day trial tomorrow, here's the buy button. And then on the day itself, it said, OK, you know, this is the last day of the trial. Do you want to buy it now? And I'm like, well, I really don't know what to do at this point, because I'm thinking there's still this huge learning curve. When up popped this message that said, or do you want to request a 60-day extension to the 30-day trial? I'm like, bring it on, I'll have that. So I took the 60-day extension, and while I'm doing that, so I ended up with 90 days where I'm on a trial. While I'm doing that, I'm sending in requests saying the artwork can't go to the quality that Apple wanted. And it was something like 300 pixels, and Apple want 1,440. He fixed that while he was at it. And this is how it went on for 90 days. Towards the end of the 90 days, there was a blog post and it said, you know, it's going on sale like 3 days later. And I thought, well, I'll buy it on that day. And that's how come I ended up with this massive discount. You bought it much later, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
About a year later, I think.
It was a year late.
Might not have been a year for the first one, but the thing, what you did was you bought the standard version, not the Pro.
Upgraded.
And then on the sale day the following year, Mike then upgraded and then got the discount on the upgrade, which is good that they offer a
discount.
And it's
cross-platform.
And it's cross-platform, so it's on his Surface as well. So when we went down to this podcasting conference, I had my MacBook Air 2012 and you had your Surface, which actually had a bigger screen than my MacBook Air, which is very grieving. But now I have a new MacBook Air now. Oh, did I have that one then? No, it was 2018, wasn't it? We missed last year's. It clashed with the Munich thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if
and
that
it
was
won't
on,
be happening
and
next
it won't
year.
Be happening this year. But you know, it was a fabulous day. It was wonderful to be with people who understood what a podcast was, didn't think you were weird for having one, and people were turning up, and they were just as accepted in the community. Obviously, the commonality between us was podcasting. You either hosted a podcast, produced a podcast, you know, had a podcast, starred on a podcast. Some of these were actors and they were involved in podcasting because there's a big genre of podcast out there, which are drama. So particularly sci-fi drama seems to be a big thing. So a lot were actors, voice artists, you name it. But it was so nice because no matter what people look like, no one criticised them. It was just a lovely place to be. I mean, Mike and I were probably, we weren't the oldest there, but we were certainly older than the average, weren't we? Obviously, podcasting is a young person's thing. But there was one lady, do you remember the one who looked dead? Sat opposite us.
Yeah.
It must have been a look, you know, like a goth look. So she was dressed in black from head to toe, which was fine. I've seen goths before. But her makeup was white, and I mean white. She literally looked as though she'd been painted with Tippex white. It looked like emulsion. So I think it was a kind of look she was going for. I didn't turn her hair. I thought, yeah, whatever you like. It doesn't bother me. And we were talking. We were putting in exercises together. There was the guy who had blue fingernails. Very, very long blue fingernails. I don't think he was trans or anything. He just wanted blue fingernails. Nobody said a word. It was so accepting. It was a lovely place to be. And I said to Mike, I want to go next year. You know, I really want to go next year. And unfortunately, it clashed with the Munich thing and we couldn't go. And then this year, it doesn't like it's happening.
Well, they've already made the decision.
It's gone. Oh, dear. They could take it online, though. They could so take it online and it would be amazing. But not many people have the skill set to be able to run a two-day online event.
Yeah.
We should do it. We should just do a two-day online podcasting event. That would be amazing. No, but it was lovely. They had people there from the BBC who had done Death in Ice Valley. Has everybody heard that? It was like a murder mystery thing. Podcast from the BBC. They did it in conjunction with NRG from Norway. So there was a Norwegian presenter and there was a BBC guy. It was amazing. So they had them there and they had all these people who were the production crew and stars of these various dramas, which I must admit I'd never heard of. That to me, no, that's not podcasting.
They did an online one in May. Why didn't we get notified?
I've no idea. This is stupid, isn't it? Really stupid.
May the 30th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Now, see, I would have done that if I'd have known.
And was free.
Get on to them and say, why didn't we get notified? Because we would really love to participate. Anyway, it was great. Absolutely fabulous. We loved that. Ah, been a good day today, as you can tell. I've actually got some sleep, so I'm alive. Yes, 5 hours later. Yes, unfortunately. And then the funny thing at the end of the day was, okay, as if I hadn't nobbled him early enough and had him pinned down there talking to the developer. Because I'd have needed him there anyway, because I don't speak Dutch.
Danish.
It would have been great. So all of that was dealt with. But at the end of the day, they had running throughout the day this competition thing. And the competition part of it was to win one of two things. One was a something like 90-day trial. Something like that. The other prize that they had was this bag. It was like a laptop bag and it had Hindenburg on the front. So it was a Hindenburg laptop bag. And to win it, you had to put your business card in the little bag and then he was going to do a draw at the end of the day. But to win the thing at the end of the day, you needed to be there. So it comes to the end of the day. We finish the last session and I said to Mike, I'm just going to go down there because he's doing the draw. So I gets down there and there was only me and this other girl there. And he went, well, you've already got the software, haven't you? He said, so you take the 6 month trial or whatever it was and you take the laptop bag. So I went away with the laptop bag as well. So I left the place with two Hindenburg bags. We got a Hindenburg carry bag before we started. And then there was this extra one that I got at the end of the day. Oh, I did, Kim, but by default, last man standing. Plus the fact if I had a bag, he could then pack up and then go because he didn't want another 5 hours. Like, here's what we can do with the next version of Hindenburg. good day. Right, we'll be back tomorrow because obviously at the moment I have literally just logged in and they're warming up in my session. So I will head off and join them and I will be back with you tomorrow. I'll probably be exhausted, you've been warned, given how many sessions I've got overnight, but I'll try and make sure I have had at least some sleep. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.